You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com. This is episode number 80, directly after Direct, the sequel. I'm your host, as always, Matt, the multimedia manager of PNM and PureNintendo.com, your independent source for all things Nintendo. We're here for yet another Thursday night. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce my co-hosts. That was very rude of me.
That was.
I'm joined by writer Alex Stramke.
How's it going, everybody?
And a very, very special guest, rarely seen outside of his studio apartment or house, James Higginbotham, the editor-in-chief.
Hello, everybody.
And this week we are here to talk about the Nintendo Direct, which made a triumphant return after, about 6 months, you think, of silence?
Since June. I guess E3 was the last direct.
That's right, so E3 was the last direct. So about 5 months, I was pretty close there.
Mm-hmm.
And, as we all remember, Sakurai was... not Sakurai. I'm very tired, I'm sorry.
Mr. Iwata.
The late president, Satoru Iwata, was definitely faced of the previous Nintendo Directs, and after his very unfortunate passing... some of us were left wondering if the Nintendo Directs would go on without him. We even did a small feature on it, James versus Matt, which you can read in the latest issue of PNM, our digital magazine. Please go check it out now.
Won, by the way.
That, debating aside, we have, lo and behold, Nintendo has returned with their, Nintendo Directs, this time starring Reggie Fils-Aimé and Bill Trennan. And they kick things off with a previous rumor. It was reported that, there would be an HD remake of Twilight Princess, the GameCube Wii title. And lo and behold, here it is, an HD remake of Twilight Princess that came by. And another rumor that's confirmed true. But yes. That's not why here I brought you here today. I brought you here to ask you what you thought about the Twilight Princess reveal.
The only thing I was really excited for, to be honest, was the Wolf Link amiibo. I think that's going to be awesome. I was already going to get the game, but I'm interested to see how the data using the amiibo will transfer over to... the new Zelda Wii U title, because I did hint at that. So I'm very curious as to what that could mean, or what content will be unlocked because of that. So I already got mine pre-ordered, so I'm set to go.
For me, Twilight Princess may be a top 3 Zelda title, but I really don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the 10 seconds of Zelda U that we saw.
And that's how much we care about Twilight Princess HD. Yes, let's move on to the next 10 seconds of Zelda Wii U. We saw another 10 seconds of Zelda Wii U, and it's footage we've never seen before. He was riding on a horse, and he looked at a field.
It's all I wanted. It's all I needed.
That's not enough to go on. They're just teasing us.
And
that's not even a
now
joke.
We.
That's like if you get to lick the little spot on the plate, it's not even a crumb.
Just a little bit of residue.
It's basically a reminder of saying, oh, by the way, Zelda for Wii U exists. Mm-hmm. We didn't forget about it. I'm pretty sure that's all that was.
When do you guys think that would come out? It's going to come out.
Well, obviously 2016, like they confirmed in the direct.
Yeah, but when 2016?
I don't know. That's up to Nintendo, isn't it? They just said 2016.
Which has me thinking that it's probably going to be towards the end of 2016. It'll probably be late. It seems like progress is kind of slow with it.
Do you think if the NX really does come out next year, is it going to be a hybrid launch like Twilight Princess?
That's always a possibility.
I think there's a good possibility of that. They've done it with the GameCube Wii. They did it with Twilight Princess, interestingly enough. So I don't see why it wouldn't be a hybrid. I might be reading too much into it, but when they said released on Wii U, they didn't say exclusively on Wii U, did they?
Oh, ho, ho.
So this may be, you know, their way, I don't know, this may be their way of saying that you can expect it on the Wii U and the NX.
You guys won that, though, is the question. What I liked about Skyward Sword is kind of like the swan song for the Wii. Like that was its last major title for the Wii U.
It's hard to say. It depends on how they tackle it. We don't know anything about the NX at this point. So I don't know if porting it to the NX would be either like a significant boost for that or, you know, that took away just too much time for the Wii U version. You know, I think it's too early to tell.
I don't know. I want to see the Wii U get like a really awesome Zelda title. So I'm going to say I don't want it to be on the NX. I want it to be a Wii U exclusive, just so the Wii U has like some really awesome, you know, Zelda title, because it deserves one. It doesn't need to share with the NX.
I'm just wondering that let's be real. There's probably not going to be a lot of Wii U talk at E3, and if the NX really does come out at the end of the year, the last two games for the Wii U will be Star Fox and Zelda. Will they wait that long to release Zelda from Star Fox?
We also have to think about the 30th anniversary is coming up next year, so you know they may just wait to release the game then.
Yeah, I'm 90% sure that the next Zelda for Wii U is going to be released on a holiday of 2016. They didn't specify before, but for Nintendo, that's always their best bet, is to release, you know, a real heavyweight for their holiday season. So unless they go crazy or something like that, and we're sitting there in LA in a press conference and they're like, by the way, the new Zelda is out of right now, digitally. But I don't, like I said, I don't see them doing that. Unless they want to cause a stampede in the Expo Center.
Yeah, I was going to say, if that happens, then I'm ditching you guys to go to the nearest GameStop or Best Buy or wherever I can get my hands on it.
Just kind of continuing on the little track a little bit. The next Zelda title they talked about, they talked a little bit more about Triforce Heroes. We know there's going to be a new free DLC, which is going to be the Den of... not the Den of Thieves, was it? Den of Trials?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a 30-plus stage dungeon. And it also has two uniforms, Linebacker's uniform from... Not Phantom Hourglass. Is it Phantom Hourglass?
Mm-hmm.
Captain Linebacker?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then Fierce Deity from Majora. Yeah, nothing new, nothing breathtaking, but Nintendo's offering more free DLC for some of their heavyweight titles, like we're seeing right here. And speaking of DLC, Splatoon's also getting a couple of new bits of free DLC, two new stages. I'm not going to pronounce that jellyfish's name, but he's got a museum, and I guess that's a stage. And then also like a resort of some sort, a water-based resort, which seems like a really poor business decision in an economy based around squids.
I don't know, that stage looks like it'll be like really frustrating at first. I'm going to imagine there's going to be like so much of just falling into the water and dying until whenever like the water level lowers. And then that's when it's like really gonna be on.
I do that enough on the normal stages. I mean, this one's gonna be all water. I'm gonna be even
That's
worse than I
so
was
great.
before.
I don't know if I'm gonna be looking forward to that one as much. The museum one seems pretty cool though.
I haven't played Splatoon in a while, I'll admit. Just too many other things going on. I can already see it going back on there, and everyone's just level 40 or 30 or whatever the heck's going on, and they're all just destroying me in my like original level 20 equipment.
I think I'm still at a rockin' level 8 Squid Kid, so I'm right there with you.
And then they've also got, I think they said 40, right? 40 pieces of equipment.
Yeah, they're gonna have like some winter clothes and some scarves, so that'll be pretty cool.
It's interesting that they said they were going to support Splatoon till next January.
That makes me wonder if
One,
that's.
because.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Now
Go
you
for it.
first.
I was gonna say, it makes me wonder, like the way they said that, if they're gonna stop with like the free updates and maybe start offering paid stuff, or if they're just gonna stop altogether with like the updates.
I mean, I don't see them doing paid updates simply because that's just what Nintendo's been. They've been just releasing free DLC for so long for this game that just to suddenly turn a policy on this game just seems like it might alienate some people. Like, if I feel like if they want to go for paid DLC, then they're going to start right out of the gate with paid DLC, like kind of like what they did in Hyrule Warriors. Like, the majority of the big stuff is paid DLC, and they're not trying to change that or anything like that, and suddenly it's all free or, vice versa. Like, I think they're just going to stick with the free DLC or the paid DLC model for depending on the game, and they're just going to stick with it for as long as they can. So, I'm more inclined to believe it's the other thing you talked about, Alex, which is that they just, they're not going to release any more for a while, which is very understandable. They released, like, what, 200 pieces of equipment since then, like 8 stages,
Yeah,
all
there's
free,
a
different
lot
modes,
of content.
a whole lot of content. They did a lot more than I thought they would. I figured the first packs were like, well, okay, we're kind of add some meat to this game that only has like 6 or 7 original stages, but they kept with it for a very long time, which was I was very impressed with. But and so to see them, kind of step back, take a breather, maybe the team's going on to, deliver another game. That's all completely understandable to me at this point. Like, Splatoon has gotten a lot of love from Nintendo.
I think they wanted to take that time to establish the community and to keep new content, to keep people coming back. So I think now they see, okay, we've got something pretty stable going on. There's a lot of content for people now. We can move on from it and do something else.
They also got to be a website they're launching to track your stats. So I don't know if you can track other people's stats. So I don't know if anybody out there listening can go on and see just how bad we are at Splatoon.
From what they said, you're supposed to be able to keep track of you and your friends. So I'm sure if you have their friend code registered or whatever with your Nintendo Network ID, then you'll be able to see their stats and keep track of it. Like you'll be able to see like their equipment and what level they're at and all that stuff. So if you're really into like competitive Splatoon, that'll be pretty good for you. There's also the Treehouse tournament coming up too.
That's true. How come we didn't get a tournament? I was expecting when they said tournament for like a huge tournament, like anybody can join. Like, I was
Yeah.
fully registered, ready to come on here and say, we're going to register Team Pure Nintendo. Let's do this.
That would be
Now we
awesome.
can't. We got to watch Treehouse people have fun instead of watching us have fun.
That's no good.
Yeah.
But they did say that they're going to teach us how to set up our own tournament rules. So there's hope for a Pure Nintendo Splatoon tournament. There is
That's
hope.
true. And there may be prizes.
Galore.
Maybe. Stay tuned. But the website thing, that does bring me to another point, is that between Splatoon and Mario Maker, we're already seeing two examples of Nintendo kind of reaching outside of their main platforms to establish this, larger network. Splatoon's got their Splatnet, and Mario Maker's going to have like its player tracking thing, and they're going to be able to work, with each other. Information from the game is going to go to the website and vice versa. And that was, part of Nintendo's larger plan that we saw on those little slides back way back in March 2015. So it seems like, Nintendo's looking to start their, bigger plan of interconnectivity with all their devices a little bit sooner.
I wonder if they'll have an app or something as part of their mobile strategy that just kind of will have all those websites at your fingertips on, like, say, one device to say, okay, click this to go to the Splatoon site, click this to go to the Mario Maker, and vice versa. That way you could have all those websites at your disposal on your phone. Pretty easy.
That seems like an interesting strategy. I hope they do something like that. I figure they're going to come up with some kind of app that, just takes into account the My Nintendo stuff that they promised earlier in the year. All right, and
Well, just thinking about the direct, because I just finished it like 15 minutes ago. But it's interesting to look at Nintendo's maturity through the Wii U. Because you think about it, like the Wii was, people call it a kiddie console, but it was like a child. Nintendo didn't really enter the next generation of consoles. I'm not talking about graphics, I'm talking about online features, DLC, way to tie things together with bundles and special releases. But you can see that grow through the Wii U's lifetime, where now, like, this was full of DLC talk and different Wi-Fi functionalities or different online functionalities or bundles and packs. It's something we haven't seen from Nintendo ever, and it's slowly grown through the Wii U. It's kind of like building them up for their next step into whatever the next step's going to be, and they're ready to go.
You can't spell next without NX.
That's true.
Just wanted to point that
That is true.
They've also covered, they have taken a little break a couple times and just shown us like the, cavalcade of nindies, which is what they're still calling Nintendo Indies. So that, there's like heist. What was it? Yeah, it's SteamWorld Heist. SteamWorld Heist, sorry.
Typo Man, that
Yeah,
one.
Typo Man. I was like, I'm struggling to remember. Fast Racing Neo is another one, which that looks very good. Hive Jump, Kerbal Space Program. Mighty Number 9.
Well, did you guys notice something about Mighty Number 9
What's that?
in the banner? It gave a date, but also said quarter two. It gave like February 20 something. Underneath that, it said quarter two, which quarter two is technically not February.
I wonder
But
if like.
all the other ones had exact dates, like February, March. This one had an exact date, but quarter two make it think like, oh, it could be February, whatever. But it could also go into quarter two. I know
Well, I
that's how.
wonder if that has something to do with like its Kickstarter. Like, didn't people who back it, don't they get the game a little bit earlier?
That may be
And
what it is. It was weird that it had like a date and then a range underneath it.
I didn't back it, so I don't know the whole story, but like just from instinct, I would say it's probably the people on Kickstarter getting theirs first, and then I guess in quarter two, maybe it'll be available for everybody.
Allow me to clear up this theorizing with this press release that I have right in front of me. The Wii U version of the game launches on February 9th, with a Nintendo 3DS version following shortly thereafter.
Now the quarter two. There we go. Mystery solved.
I knew reading would come in handy.
Was foiled by reading again.
Done, you cooked on phonics. You failed me.
Other games they kind of highlighted was excuse me, were Lego Marvel Avengers for Wii U, Project X Zone 2, which I don't remember if the first X Zone came to the 3DS or not, but whether or not it does, the second one definitely is, and it's going to have Crom and Lucina from Fire Emblem, as well as Fiora, from Xenoblade Chronicles, but I guess she's like the robot one, so you know, I like to call her Fiora 2.0.
Spoilers, man.
Well, oh yeah. Well, you know what? Everybody who watched that direct then got spoiled, didn't they?
Yeah. Spoiler alert, Fiora dies in the beginning.
Oh, I didn't say that. I just said she was a robot. Now who's spoiling?
Oh, I enjoy it.
They also have one more is Terraria from 505 Games, which is kind of like a I mean, I've played it a little bit. It's like a 2D Minecraft sort of thing. Definitely very interesting. It's got its own definitely home feel, its own vibe to it. It's got a huge underground network that you can kind of dig through. But it's definitely something, you know, worth taking a look at, I think. Especially those who kind of want to scratch that Minecraft itch, or maybe want to really scratch that exploration itch.
I tell you, it's really nice too that like with that game and stuff, it seems like there's a lot more like online play than usual. So I think with that one, you can invite friends over to explore your like 2D little world that you've made. And that seems pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's a 3DS title. Oh wait. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Online split screen multiplayer for the Wii U and local play for the Nintendo 3DS.
Okay.
And both of those will be coming in early 2016, so nothing more specific on that. Let's try. I'm trying to go through the stuff in my mind. Like, I'm trying to pick out the bigger stuff. Learn a little bit more about Ultra Smash, which is coming out in like a 6 days, actually, not a few weeks, just 6 days. Xenoblade Chronicles X. You know, I feel like I just need to point this out that their data packs that they're calling them, they're pretty meaty.
Was it really
They're
20 gigs?
20 gigs. As total, I don't think it's 20 gigs. I think it's like something like 10 gigs though.
It's close to that.
Yeah,
That was a
and they're
2.0.
just a.
I couldn't tell if it was a 20 or a 2.0 up there. Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, it was a 2.0. If it was a 20, that's insane. They would never be able to put this game out. But this is to aid people who buy a physical copy of the game with faster loading times for this game. And luckily, they're all free, unless I missed something. I doubt they're going to do anything devious like that. They're all going to be free.
Yeah, they're all
Uh,
free. Oh,
you
here's
don't
my
have to
question.
download.
Is this the first Nintendo title to do that? Because
I
like
think
for
so.
have a download for a launch. Because like Call of Duty, the newest Call of Duty has like a whole hour and 2 hours like download from the disc to make it run better, like Nintendo's doing with Xenoblade. Is this the first Nintendo title to do that?
The closest thing I could think of is the patch in Skyward Sword, because there was that game-breaking bug where if you visited, I think, the desert before the volcano in the second half of the game, then the game would crash. So Nintendo released a little patch to do that.
This is the first one to just make the game run smoother.
That, I think so. I think so, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It
To be
is definitely
fair,
interesting.
with like the sheer scale of that game, I don't blame them at all for needing to give you some extra files to kind of streamline the loading process.
And you don't have to download all four packs, as they said, but they said at least do the basic pack, which the 2 gig basic pack is, you know, top priority, I believe. I will be downloading all four because I have the sheer amount of space to do that.
Yes. Also, if you get the digital version, all of those four packs come preloaded onto it, so you don't have to worry about downloading those if you're going digital only.
Yeah, because it is the digital. I you know, is it because it's the digital version that it's not doing that, or is it something else? Like, I'm trying to figure that out.
They said on the direct that it was included with it, so.
Oh, okay.
If it was just like an afterthought, and they're like, "Oh, hey, maybe we should improve the loading times," and then it's like, "Okay, we'll just add this in," but
Yeah, because that's what I thought initially, because I remember them talking about if you had a choice between the physical and the digital, you should get the digital because, oh, just simply because of the faster loading times that you're going to get with that version over the physical. And
Yeah, because
so,
that's
yeah.
why, like, a lot of Xbox and PS4 games, they have a big download to the hard drive because things run faster and better off the hard drive than from the disk. And so that's why digital is better because it's running from your hard drive. So.
That's very true.
I've been
All right.
tempted by the game just from what I've seen, so I think if I do pick it up, it'll probably be the digital download.
Yeah, I think the best reason to get the physical download of that game would just because of, whatever, if you got like a special edition or whatnot. The next thing I kind of want to talk about, I just kind of want to touch on this a little bit. Hyrule Warriors Legends. We've already known a lot about this game previously, but I just kind of want to touch on the new character that they just kind of really came out of nowhere with, that which is Linkle, this female Link. Is that what it is? Is she just female Link?
It's basically a female Link, which is kind of hilarious,
And
but.
if you've ever checked out the Hyrule Historia, I believe that's where this came from. Linkle was like the concept piece for like a female version of Link or female reincarnation. And I guess Namco Bandai decided, or not Namco, like Omega Force decided to go, hey, why not? And I can appreciate that kind of attitude, especially with a game like Hyrule Warriors, where you're just mowing down like hundreds and hundreds of moblins and whatnot.
I love how they even included the detail where Link is usually seen as like he either lives in the country or he's like a farmhand or something. So they made her a cocoa farmer, which
Oh
I found
yeah.
hilarious. So that's some nice attention to detail there. And the fact that
Hope
she's
so.
kind of like his counterpart where he uses swords and then she's got the crossbows. And that actually looks like it'll be a lot of fun to play as.
Yeah, isn't she like dual wielding crossbows or something?
Yeah. And she has like a spin kick attack instead of a sword spin attack. So I can dig it.
Yeah, it was a very odd sentence. They were like, well, Link has a spin slash with his sword, so naturally she's gonna kick really far in a wide circle. Like, why not something with the crossbows? Why is she kicking?
Gotta get creative there.
I guess so, but I really hope that they put her in the Wii U version because I don't feel like going out and buying that game just for that ex those extra few characters.
I'm kind of hoping that she has a special move involving like the cuckoos. I want to see like a cuckoo swarm attack.
Oh,
That would be nice.
they've actually already got that. And what's the girl's name? She's like the catalyst in all this and Hyrule Warriors. The blue hair, Lana. That's it,
Lana.
Lana. She like one of her weapons, her like final smash or whatever you want to call it, is basically summoning like giant cuckoos.
Oh.
Sorry. That's how it goes.
Just like destroyed my dreams right there.
Well, I didn't destroy your dreams. I let you know cuckoos are already there.
Yeah, but it's not as cool because the cuckoo farmer. Is it cuckoo or cuckoo? I always pronounce it cuckoo.
Cuckoo? I don't know anymore. James, what is it?
I think they both sound very good.
I think we have
So
a
decisive.
debate article for the magazine set up right there.
It'll be 12 whole
Cuckoo
pages.
versus Cuckoo.
We also saw, just kind of moving along a bit, we also saw that Square Enix is, they've taken up a little bit more than a small portion of this Nintendo Direct with their various announcements. The first one was talking about Final Fantasy Explorers. For the Nintendo 3DS, which is going to be an action RPG. It also is going to feature a lot of online elements. They're also throwing in some little fun stuff, like characters can kind of dress up as like some of the main protagonists from all of the various Final Fantasies. or even channel them or their abilities. So that'll definitely be interesting. They kind of let us know that Bravely Default still exists. There you go. And one other small announcement. I don't think we need to talk about it, though. It was pretty minor, and I don't think anybody really cares about it. So we're just gonna, skip over to that and talk about Mega Man. No, we saw Cloud from Final Fantasy VII, who's gonna make a premiere in Smash. So would anybody like to guess how that happened?
I'm still kind of like in shock over it.
What do you mean
Oh, that's
he
just
made
weird.
hell?
The only way it made sense to me is that it was this, it
Voted
was the
on,
result of the Smash ballot.
probably.
But
Which
I don't know. What I think is kind of hilarious is that they have Sony has the PlayStation All Stars, and I love how like Cloud comes to Smash Brothers before he would come to that. I was like,
oh
that's not
yeah, they
even
could never get rid
mascot
of Battle
for all these
Royale.
fans. When Nintendo steals one of your biggest Sony characters.
It's just, it's so bizarre. Like, if it was a Smash ballot, right? Let's say it's a Smash ballot. How come they didn't say that this was the result of the Smash ballot? It's closed. People can't vote anymore. Like, we need to get to the bottom of that.
Well,
But it's
they said
like,
we're gonna have a special Smash ballot. I don't know if it'll be a direct, but there'll be a video in December. So maybe they'll clear up more on that. We'll just have to wait until then to find out, I think.
pretty much. Like,
But.
I could tell you the first few seconds of that trailer was, I was watching that and I was like, this music sounds familiar. Wait, are they porting Final Fantasy to the Wii U or 3DS? I guess that kind of makes sense. Oh no, wait, it's Cloud and Smash Brothers. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Like, why? Why
I
Final
mean,
Fantasy VII?
because it's everybody's favorite, because it's the first one that they played.
Then why not be the first one they played on like the SNES? Why not
I don't know.
Terra?
Terra, Locke, any of those. Final Fantasy VI was amazing.
Something from one of the good Final Fantasies.
That's a whole other topic. We could spend a whole thing talking about which Final Fantasy is best Final Fantasy.
Was just talking about bad Final Fantasy.
But I'm gonna call it right now. That Cloud amiibo is going to be the rarest and most sought after amiibo to
Oh yeah,
date.
he's got to be an amiibo because he's in
He's got
Smash,
an
so.
amiibo. So people are gonna go nuts over that one.
Oh man.
It's gonna be so weird. I don't
Just
want to buy that one and have it on my shelf with all those other.
stores are going to be ransacked.
It'll be an
Like
exclusive to like to Best Buy in Mexico again.
you have to go to Mexico to get them. Yeah. Oh my God, it's going to be a
Did
pain in
you
the
hear
butt.
about that? The Falco amiibo was actually a Best Buy, not Best Buy, but
Yeah.
a Blockbuster exclusive in Mexico.
Yeah. I thought that was great. I hope some people crossed and picked that up, just some really dedicated fans.
Absolutely. It's like a time travel. Go back to the 90s.
But I still don't feel like any of you guys answered my question. Like, why seven? Like, is it because they're being remade? Is it because seven is getting a remake?
Think he's the most recognizable to the common Final Fantasy fan.
It's the Ocarina of Time of Final Fantasies. It's the one that so many people have played and have the most nostalgia for.
I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to go for the more conspiracy, like let's think about this in layers. So the NX is coming out in the future, and we know that there's a Final Fantasy remake or a Final Fantasy sequel called Final Fantasy VII Remake. Still haven't figured that part out. Seriously, what is it? I don't know. They showed new footage and they're like Final Fantasy VII, and then bracket is like remake.
I think
Okay,
you're
so that's
getting
coming out.
it.
The NX is coming out. Is it going to the NX? Is that what we're seeing?
You heard it here first. Final Fantasy VII Remake for NX confirmed.
Confirmed by me.
Yeah.
Because I mean, and if you guys remember, like in an interview, Sakurai even said that, you know, when they're picking out characters, you know, they do have ones that are, like, have legacies where that'd be fun. But he also said, like, for the other characters that they're picking from franchises that they're gonna have, like, relevancy in the future. So, you know, that's how we got something like Shulk from Xenoblade Chronicles, is because, you know, Xenoblade Chronicles X is coming out in the future. Like, we knew about that while Smash Brothers was coming out. Now all of a sudden we have Cloud, and you know, we know the Final Fantasy VII remake is coming out, so I feel like that kind of like, you know, fits together kind of perfectly.
You know, just to add more fuel to that fire, even you could argue that both Ryu and Snake from you know the past Smash Brothers, even they have had games on Nintendo systems. So, I mean, there could be some credit there.
Yep, and they both had games that came out in the future.
There it is. It's
Yeah,
confirmed.
I think so. And I think as a reward for that, I should get one of the five amiibo, the five one of the five Cloud amiibo that they're going to sell for Black Friday 2016.
The only thing that I hope they do is one of the alternate costumes for Cloud has to be when they dress him up as a girl in the game. There needs to be a girl Cloud alternate costume.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that time.
Most people
So
do. They
weird.
try to block that part of the game out. But that needs
That
to
was
be.
such a weird game. I blocked a lot of that game out. Have you ever thought about that plot? Like, what's going on?
I try not to.
I
My
feel like they
game
were making
kind
stuff
of a
up in the
mess.
second half.
We just made a lot of people mad.
Yes, we did. I can't wait to get
Oh.
some emails.
Yeah, female Cloud needs to be an alternate costume, or I'm not buying.
All right, female cloud or bust. We'll make that a
Exactly.
hashtag.
Yes.
We have female Link, why not female cloud?
Exactly.
And yeah, is there anything else that we need to touch on? Like any major points of this Nintendo Directs?
Fire Emblem.
All right, yep, Fire Emblem Fates. There's three versions, of course, that we've known, but they've now announced the kinds of like the options, I guess, the various options that you can use to buy these games. You know, if you buy One Path, if you buy like the Conquest Path, you can get the Birthright for a reduced price or vice versa. And then there's also a third pack. I can't remember what that one is called right off the top of my head. I'm trying to read it up real quick. Fire Emblem Revelation, that's the third one. That's gonna kind of clarify the stories of the first two, I believe. If you want, you could buy all three at once for a hefty $80, but you also get an art book and a 3DS XL pouch. So, are any of you, either of you two, Fire Emblem fans?
Not in particular.
Not really.
Although I am a little jealous that there you can get all three games in a bundle, and it's like, why can't I do that with my Pokemon games? Like, what if I want to have both X and Y in one convenient bundle? Because you always need at least two copies of Pokemon. You gotta have one to play through the game and have all your legendaries and the good Pokemon for battling, and then you have the second game to like restart and play whenever you feel like starting a new game. But Fire Emblem's getting all this love. It's not
Alex,
right.
are you like the richest of us in the staff?
It might be.
Because that was the most offhanded I've ever met or heard of buying two copies of the same game. Like, yeah, I need one for my main team and I need one for fun, you know.
If Justin was here, he would say the same thing.
And I would ask him the same question.
Well, you know, I do have that foreign bank account that helps.
Is that where all your amiibo money goes to?
Absolutely. Else could I afford it, you know? But yeah, I think it's cool that they're offering all of these different like buying options for the game. Because it seems pretty compelling to be able to play from like one side of the conflict and then the other. I think that's a really neat concept. So, I don't know, maybe I'll have to check out the game. I'm still kind of iffy on it.
You can always check out the earlier ones on Wii U, the Virtual Console.
Yeah.
I played through the first Advance title, and I actually had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I've got that on the 3DS as well. I need to do that, and I've always been meaning to check out Awakening because I hear that one is like is really good to kind of like reintroduce new players into the series. So maybe I'll check that one out.
Let's see. All right, with that out of the way, and you kind of mentioned Pokemon getting X and Y at the same time. They don't have that, but they do have the bundle for Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow versions, which are the original Pokemon games that came out on the Game Boy way back in the day.
Woohoo! Finally. I've been waiting for those for a while, so I was pretty happy to hear about that. And I think it's really cool that they're gonna change up the way you trade Pokemon so you don't need the Game Link cable anymore. The fact that you can do it wirelessly is pretty awesome.
See, but my question's going to be, how far up can you transfer those Pokemon? Can you? There's surely not going to be like a Pokemon bank or something like that you can take from the red
No, it'll
version or
gotta
blue.
kick it old school. You gotta go over to your friend's house and be like, "Hey man, I've got like two Charmanders. I'll trade you a Charmander for a Squirtle." And be like, "All right, man, let's do this then. Let's do it." That's just the way it worked back then. You know, we didn't have the internet, so
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how it worked
you
back
wanted
then.
all.
But, like, if you
And that's
wanted
how
to
it's
take,
gonna
like, a
work
Pokemon.
now.
Right. But, like, say you wanted to take a Pokemon from, like, the red version and put it all the way to X. Like, how would you do that?
They didn't say anything about that. I don't think you'll be able to. It'll probably all just be self-contained in the red,
See,
blue, and yellow versions.
I feel like that'd be, like, the best opportunity to do that. Like, I don't know why people would want to like take the red and blue Pokemon and yellow Pokemon and put them all the way up. But I feel like that group of people is out there, and I would want to take advantage of that and have like a
Well,
cooler
you could
feature.
argue that that with the newer games now, most of the actually you can pretty much catch them all within XY and Ruby and Sapphire now. So that would kind of be not, I guess redundant would be the word to transfer it all the way from your virtual console game all the way through. But I don't know, it's always a possibility. They never said anything about it not happening.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And we'll have to wait to see. They probably won't do that. It's probably like some computer code thingy that I'm not aware of that prevents them from doing that. But I think it'd be kind of a neat idea.
I'll probably pick up yellow version because I never got a chance to play through that one go growing up.
I did, but I don't know what happened. Also, I'd like to introduce our special guest, James's dog.
Da-da-da. Thanks for stopping by.
So, James's dog, what do you think about the first three Pokemon games releasing on the 3DS?
They were her favorites.
I could tell. Boy, people in the audio version are really missing out on this
Oh, yeah.
awesome dog excitement.
That's the problem with visual gags.
Right. That's very true. Does this dog have a name?
Mushka.
James?
Mushka.
Luska?
Mushka.
Ruska.
Mushka. Mushka.
Mushka.
Muckka. That's
All
a
right.
strange name.
Why not something like Linkle?
You can name him Arcanine. Just go in the whole Pokemon theme. Moving on.
I think we only have one more thing that I want to hit on before we head out, which is Star Fox Zero. We kind of got like a proper trailer, I guess you want to say. like a it was a good like a 60-second spot for Star Fox Zero. Kind of showed off the vehicles a little bit. We know the name of the robot, which is Direct I. And we also finally got a release date, which is April 22nd.
It kind of stinks that they had to delay it for so long, but at the same time, from what I played at PAX, I'm glad that they're taking that extra time to fix the control scheme, because when I played it, it really did not jive with me at all. It feels really clunky. And you want to stare at all the beautiful action that's going on at the TV in front of you, but you have to like keep yourself glued to the gamepad in order to control your R-Wing, and it's kind of frustrating. So hopefully they take this time to fix that experience so that it's more enjoyable.
I feel like I'd be immediately switching the cameras to have the cockpit on the big TV and the visuals down below and kind of parked off to the side. And I mean, I'm sure they look nice, but I need to focus on where I'm going. And I think before we hit any more bits of silence there, I'd like to conclude this episode of the CoopaCast. So I want to thank James and Alex for joining me.
Always a pleasure.
It was a pleasure.
And I'd like to thank our readers for reading our magazine and our website, our viewers for watching our CoopaCast and our other videos that we have on our YouTube channel. And I'd also like to thank our audio listeners for listening to the audio version. I'd like to thank Big Giant Circles for providing the opening and closing themes for the CoopaCast audio version. If you want to check it out, you can just go over to iTunes and search CoopaCast. And you can see there all of our episodes from 1 to 79. Obviously, you'll see 80 on there as well in the future. In fact, one day in the future, we always try to do our best to put the audio-only version up on iTunes the day after the video version goes out. Now, if you have any questions that you'd like to ask us here at the CoopaCast, you can always email podcast@purenintendo.com. If you'd like to talk to us over Twitter, we always love listening to our fans and interacting with them. As you can see, our Twitter handles are below our very banners. I am purely underscore Matt. Alex is purely, or,
Just
no, Alex,
Alex
yours,
Ramsey.
that's right, yours is Alex Schramke, because he does not have his Twitter banner with the little, he does not have his banner with the little Twitter logo
Never
tag
made
thingy.
anyone.
What's it called? Like, what are they called? Like, are they handles on
Handles,
Twitter?
yeah.
Is that what they're saying on the Twitters?
That's what they're saying on the Twitter bird.
What are these kids doing? Oh my gosh. With their Twitters and their Kardashians and their. And James's Twitter handle is at purely underscore James, I believe.
That is correct, I think. Yes.
So there you go. We have one very certain Twitter handle, and two, we're kind of certain, but might as well go look it up anyway. I can tell you that our main website's Twitter handle is at Pure Nintendo, all one word. If you'd like to see more news, reviews, and features, you can always check out purenintendo.com, your independent source for all things Nintendo. So, until then, we will see you all next time on the CoopaCast.
Good night, everybody.